Chapter 2. Responsibilities. This chapter discusses responsibilities of Army organizations, commanders, executive officers, chiefs of protection or operations officers, staffs, Army leaders, and individuals. Army organizations. Army organizations at every level must understand and apply risk management during all activities. The five-step process: identify the hazards, assess the hazards, develop controls and make risk decisions, implement controls, and supervise and evaluate, is most effective when used consistently across all echelons. Commanders, staff officers, Army leaders, individual soldiers, and Army civilians each contribute to the mission. Within any organization, an individual's responsibility for risk management depends on the nature of the operation or activity. Army leaders at every level should require subordinates to integrate risk management into operations. In Army operations, making risk decisions is primarily the responsibility of commanders and Army leaders. At battalion level and above, staffs support commanders. Staff officers must incorporate risk management in their planning and assessments. Organizations and individuals operate within the acceptable level of risk established by their leaders, the risk tolerance, and provide feedback to them. See FM60 for fundamentals of staff organization, operations, duties, and responsibilities. Army leaders at every level should encourage subordinates to use risk management for off-duty activities. In non-tactical or off-duty activities, individuals are responsible to make risk decisions. However, commanders still set parameters through SOPs, policy letters, and other guidance. Commanders. The commander's responsibilities for risk management are to ensure organizational elements are able to perform duties to standard and to minimize human error, materiel failure, and environmental effects. Establish a force protection policy and publish a commander's safety philosophy with realistic safety goals, objectives, and priorities. Ensure the commander's training assessment considers the protection requirements. Select and ensure implementation of long-term, short-term, and near-term control actions to improve force protection. Ensure individuals have the risk management training needed for their position and responsibilities. See the United States Army Combat Readiness Center website, https://safety.army.mil/, for a list of risk management and safety training resources. Ensure the staff integrates risk management into the planning, preparing, executing, and assessing of all operations, and encourage risk management use off-duty. Establish the overall risk tolerance within the command. Establish the risk tolerance for each mission, if not already set by the higher command. Make risk decisions, normally by approving risk assessment worksheets for tasks or missions. Select, monitor, and enforce implementation of controls for hazards likely to result in loss of combat power. Elevate the risk decision to the higher command if the residual level of risk for a mission rises above the risk tolerance established by the higher command, or if implemented controls fail to keep the mission within the higher command's risk tolerance. Provide appropriate guidance and ensure adherence to the risk tolerance at all levels within the command. Ensure organizations conducting AARs evaluate risk management integration and effectiveness. Determine if unit performance meets force protection guidance. Determine effectiveness of controls. Make necessary changes to guidance and controls. Ensure changes are fed back into the training management cycle and guidance for operations, including unit SOPs. Executive officers or chiefs of staff. The responsibilities of the executive officer or chief of staff for risk management are to provide risk management guidance and oversee the application of risk management throughout staff direction and tasking. Facilitate and monitor risk management staff coordination between command elements and echelons. Ensure quality and timeliness of staffing products for the commander, making decisions under the commander's guidance. In the absence of the commander, assume the commander's responsibilities. Chiefs of Protection or Operations Officers. The Chief of Protection, or the operations staff officer in units without a protection cell, in coordination with the safety officer or safety manager, integrates risk management into operations. In organizations with organic professional safety personnel, the safety officer or safety manager, as part of the commander's personal staff, provides technical risk management expertise to the commander and staff. Organizations without organic safety personnel obtain the support from trained unit safety officers. The risk management responsibilities for these staff officers are to monitor the conduct of training and operations during execution, looking for variances from the protection plan or scheme of protection. Advise the commander when they detect protection activities that appear to be below standard. Understand, visualize, and identify protection priorities. Develop goals, objectives, and priorities for the command's force protection policy. Develop protection measures of performance and effectiveness related to risk management and safety input for the commander's training assessment in collaboration with the safety officer or safety manager. Identify and assess hazards and propose controls for each COA during planning and preparation for operations. Integrate and synchronize protection tasks and systems to increase the probability of mission success. Incorporate mitigation measures to reduce operational risk to mission. Assess unit risk management and force protection performance during training and operations. Provide recommended changes to force protection guidance and controls. Capture lessons learned from risk management. Retain worksheets for use during future operations. Staffs. A running estimate is the continuous assessment of the current situation used to determine if the current operation is proceeding according to the commander's intent and if planned future operations are supportable, ADP 5.0. Each staff element is responsible for integrating risk management into its running estimates and plans. The staff responsibilities for risk management are to provide risk management support to meet operational requirements. Provide clear and practical procedures and standards for each task of the Mission Essential Task List, known as MEDAL. Provide necessary training for task performance to standard. Identify force protection shortcomings and develop control actions. Apply the risk management 5-step process cyclically and continuously throughout operations. Develop and implement controls selected by the commander. Army leaders. Leader responsibilities for risk management are to enforce Mission Essential Task List task performance to standard, adopt an incremental crawl-walk-run approach in planning and executing training, ensure all personnel are trained and competent in the integration of risk management. Automated on- and off-duty risk management tools and surveys are available from the United States Army Combat Readiness Center website, https://safety.army.mil/. Implement and maintain the controls selected by the commander and assess their effectiveness. Notify the higher command if, after implementing controls, the leader assesses the residual risk level as above the risk tolerance. Leaders do not accept residual risk above the risk tolerance set by their command. Apply and promote risk management integration into all activities of the operations process. Individuals. The individual's primary role in risk management during operations is to support commanders and leaders by rapidly identifying and communicating hazards and risks that arise and may affect the mission. This usually takes the form of providing immediate feedback to the leader as the operation progresses and hazards are encountered. During the performance of tasks, the individual becomes a primary source for actively identifying, reporting, and assessing hazards. Depending on the context, short written messages, hand and arm signals, or radio transmissions are effective means of communicating firsthand information to leaders. There will be situations, however, when individuals or small groups must exercise individual initiative or make risk decisions within the context of orders. All soldiers and Army civilians must understand how to use the 5-step process to enhance mission accomplishment and to reduce or eliminate loss. All individuals should be alert for hazards and address them promptly. individuals may not always be responsible to prepare a DD Form 2977 or use a matrix. They will rely on and implement risk guidance from their leaders to determine potential changes in the risk level. The most significant responsibility of individuals is to be observant and report hazards or changes in risk level. To do this, they must know the mission and commander's intent. The responsibilities of individuals are to sustain self-disciplined duty performance and personal conduct, maintain and observe risk management controls selected by the commander and leader, use risk assessment tools provided online by the United States Army Combat Readiness Center as directed, https://safety.army.mil/. Request support through the chain of command to implement or maintain controls beyond personal capability. Adhere to risk management procedures established by the command. In operations, individuals rely on risk parameters established by commanders and Army leaders. However, in off-duty situations, individuals must make their own risk decisions. All individuals should understand the five-step process as a life skill applicable to their activities. The principles of risk management are as relevant in personal situations as they are in the military decision-making process or troop leading procedures.